USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. President Biden's re-election campaign is underway. He held his first major 2024 campaign stop on Saturday at a rally hosted by union members in Philadelphia.
I'm looking forward to this campaign. I want you to know why. Because you've got a story to tell. We've got a story to tell. We've got a record to run on. And most importantly, we're not only changing this country, we're transforming it.
The swing state rally comes just a day after the AFL-CIO backed Biden. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen is being denied a bid for early release from probation. Cohen pled guilty to several charges in 2018, including criminal tax evasion and campaign finance violations. Cohen was transferred to home confinement after a year in prison and has petitioned for early release three times. The Justice Department is filing a protective order to stop former President Trump from releasing classified documents. The order will be reviewed by a judge and would only allow Trump to review the 31 documents with his attorneys. A majority of black Americans believe racism will get worse during their lifetime.
According to a recent poll by the Washington Post and Ipsos, 51% of black Americans believe racism will worsen in the country, while only 11% believe it will improve. Nearly 70% expressed concern that being a black teenager in the U.S. has become more dangerous than when they were young, and almost 40% of all respondents expect racism to escalate. I'm John Schaefer.
The animated movie Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse was abruptly removed from a dozen Muslim-majority countries without explanation. Many people believe the superhero blockbuster was banned because there's a transgender flag shown in one scene. New England Patriots cornerback Jack Jones was found with two loaded firearms on Friday at Boston Logan International Airport. He faces 10 charges and will be arraigned next week. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
The maker of the Instant Pot has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
During COVID, the Instant Pot was a must-have kitchen gadget. The high-tech pressure cooker was the easy route to homemade stews, soups, and sauces. But since then, sales have nosedived, not just for Instant Pot, but for other items in the electronic multi-cooker devices category. Sales went from more than $750 million in 2020 to less than $350 million last year. Chicago-based Instant Brands, which also makes Pyrex glassware, is also the victim of higher costs and rising interest rates, like so many other businesses in the post-COVID world. I'm Richard Johnson.
An Arizona man is dead after what wildlife experts call an exceedingly rare bear attack. The 66-year-old man was sitting in a chair on his property when an adult male black bear attacked and dragged him about 75 yards. A neighbor then shot and killed the bear. A spokesperson for the Arizona Game and Fish Department said the last known fatal bear attack in the state happened more than a decade ago. Pete Davidson is facing counts of reckless driving after crashing a car into a home in Beverly Hills. TMZ says the one-time Saturday Night Live cast member was charged with a misdemeanor for the crash that happened on the night of March 4th. No one was seriously hurt in the incident. The Flash opens below expectations, with projections putting it at $60 million for the opening weekend. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
USA News, on demand.
On your phone,
on your computer,
on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia, she says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today. USAPodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.